Amen. You may be seated. It says in the Word of God to call forth those things that are not as though they are. Amen. That is why I got us to call forth. What is it that you're expecting God to do in your life this morning? You know, when you go to a place and when you come to a place and you have no expectation, you leave that place disappointed. Amen. Amen. There's a lady called Heidi Baker who had an encounter with God when she was 16. She gave her life to Jesus when she was 16 years old. She gave her life to Jesus one day. The next day she got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I think the third day, God spoke to her and said, I'm calling you to become a missionary to Asia and to Africa. Years later, she had another encounter when she was in Toronto. And she was slain in the spirit and just laid down for like 3 days. They would have to carry her in, carry her out, carry her back in, carry her out, carry her back in. She had such an encounter with God that today she has planted over 7,000 churches. And she has, through her ministry, there's been more than 50 records of people that have been raised to life. Why am I telling you this story? When you have an encounter with God, you move mountains. When you have an encounter with God, you change the world. Whatever destiny that God has that is upon your life, when it collides with the Holy Spirit, there's an acceleration that happens. So students, I know we've got students writing exams right now. When you have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, He will direct you to what courses you need to take that will equip you for the career, for the calling, for the destiny that is upon your life. He will empower you. You go to an exam and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. It happened to me. I was writing my tax exam once and they asked me some legislation I'd never seen. And it's an open book for those that know. And I literally said, Holy Spirit, I don't know what to write. I opened the book to the legislation that I needed to answer for my question. That is the power of the Holy Spirit. And right now in this season, there's a wealth transfer that God wants to take place. It says He will take the wealth of the wicked will be transferred to the righteous, which we are the righteous. So we need to have an encounter for that transfer to happen in our lives. Amen? So being empowered by the Holy Spirit means that you're not governed by the natural systems. Like Ellen said, yes, there's economic situations, there's inflation that is happening. But when you are empowered by God, when you have an encounter by God, that supersedes every natural system. So no matter what is happening in the economy, no matter what is happening in the educational system, no matter what is happening in the social, in the business systems, when you are empowered by God, you will go where He has called you to be. Amen. So in 2018, God is still touching people in a supernatural way. And He is still changing lives and He is still changing destinies. So God today wants to touch you and He wants to touch me. In Haggai 2 verse 9, it reads, the future glory of this temple will be greater than its past glory, says the Lord of heaven's armies. And in this place, I will bring peace. The Lord of the heavens has spoken. Amen. We are the future glory. We are the future glory that He is talking about. And He is saying that there shall be a greater glory than the past. A few weeks ago when Florence was here, she preached about the famous last words. And she spoke from Acts 1 verse 4. And this is Jesus speaking. And He says, while He was still with them, He said, don't leave Jerusalem yet. Wait here for the Father to give you the Holy Spirit, just as I told you He has promised to do. In these times that we're living now, you read the news, you get depressed. I heard a statistic that shocked me this week, that in the U.S. each year, there's over 45,000 suicides that are reported. 45,000. Those are the reported ones. Then there's ones that are not documented. This is the world that we're living in where there is no hope. There's such hopelessness. But for us to walk out our destiny, we need the Holy Spirit to empower us. He is the one. If we partner with Him, you will walk with us hand in hand. You will say, my daughter, I don't want you to go that way. I want you to take that different route. You will say, actually, I want you to call that friend. I want you to sow into that ministry. I want you to serve in this house. So Jesus' last words were that the disciples needed to wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit came. And when He came, their lives changed. And that is the same promise for us today. So when you and I have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, it is not business as usual. Amen. So when the glory of God is in place, you encounter it in a different way. Your life will never be the same. Acts 2, verse 17 and 18, it reads, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit, even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy." You know, the Holy Spirit is not a respecter of persons. Doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what your age is. It doesn't matter what your culture is. It doesn't matter what your educational qualifications are. It says, in the last days, I will pour my spirit on all flesh. So we are living in the last days. And God has declared that He is pouring out His spirit on us, which means that is you and me. There's no exception to that rule. It doesn't say, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh except those that live in Newcastle. It doesn't say that. It says, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. We are living in the dispensation of the prophetic, where it says your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Right at the start, I got us to declare what we wanted to do, what we wanted God to do this morning. That was us prophesying into this service. Amen. So God and His presence are inseparable. Where God is, His glory is there. Where His glory is, God is there. Amen. So today I'm preaching about being empowered by the Holy Spirit. Being empowered by the Holy Spirit. The Strong's Concordance defines empower as to enable, to increase in, or to strengthen. So when the Holy Spirit empowers you and I, we are strengthened where we need strength, where we're feeling weak. We are enabled where we look at situations and we see them as impossible. We're increased in areas where we're lacking. So when we partner with the Holy Spirit, He empowers us to walk out our assignment and our purpose without striving. He just makes it easy. He's the oil on your bicycle. You know, when there's kinks, you're like, He will oil you. He will oil me so we can walk through. So today, God wants you and I to be able to fulfill the Acts 2 scripture. God is willing and God is ready. It's really up to us. Are we ready to partner with Him? Are we ready to yield to His promptings? Are we ready to really walk with Him hand in hand? In order to experience this empowerment, there's certain things that we need to do. The first one is we need to be expectant. So when you come to church, when you spend time in prayer, what are you expecting from God? Are you expecting Him to touch you? Or you're just going through the motions of, oh yeah, this is how I do life. The second thing you need to do is you need to be present, body, spirit, and soul. My body can be here, but my mind can be somewhere else. But when you come into the presence of God, make sure you're present so that you do not miss what it is that He is speaking to you. The third thing we need to do is we need to yield to the Holy Spirit. We need to have open hearts. We need to have open minds to what He wants to do. You know, sometimes, like in my personal life, God has touched me in a way that I did not expect Him to. He's touched me in a way I've never seen anyone being touched like that. But I've had to put my mind down and say, you know what? I am in the presence of God. I am in the presence of God. The fourth thing we need to do is we need to remove any limitations or any expectations of how you think he should move. At times I have missed the call of God because he has moved in a way I'm like, oh, is that God? But it was God. So let us not make our minds block us from having an encounter with God. And the fifth thing we need to do is we need to cooperate with God. So when you're having an encounter with God, be having that conversation with the Holy Spirit. Ask him, Holy Spirit, what is it that you're doing in me right now? How come I'm crying in this moment? How come I'm laughing in this moment? Ask him and he will tell you. And the more you engage in that conversation, the deeper, if it's healing that's taking place, the deeper the healing will take place. So when the glory of God comes upon you or comes in a place, it cannot be business as usual. So today, as you walk out of this place, expect that your life will never be the same. Expect that whatever situation that was burdening you as you walk through those doors, as you walk out, you've got the victory in that place. The Hebrew word for glory is kabod, which means weight, which means heaviness, which means worthiness. You know, when, like this morning in worship, you know, when the presence of God is in a place, you just feel this weight on you that just brings you to your knees. And so the glory of God, when it comes upon our lives, it crushes everything that is not of God. It crushes, if it's sickness, it crushes it. If it's hopelessness, if it's fear, if it's, you know, you don't even know where your identity is, it crushes all that. And then what God has deposited in you rises up. Amen. So when you have an encounter with the glory or the presence of God, your life changes. Moses saw the burning bush and his destiny changed from being a fugitive running away from a Pharaoh to a leader that delivered the Israelites by going to confront the man that he was running away from. So that is what happens when we are empowered by the Holy Spirit. The thing that we were running away from, we become bold in the Spirit. We become bold and we are courageous and we walk and we go towards it without fear because we know that we are partnered with the Holy Spirit. Amen. So there's different manifestations of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, when it comes upon me, he manifests himself differently, depending on what he's doing in your life. But sometimes there's hindrances on our part. So like I've mentioned, sometimes we have preconceived ideas of how we think he should move in a particular situation. Just because something worked one time doesn't mean it's going to work the same way this time. It might, but it doesn't mean it will. For example, Jesus healed a number of blind people, as we read in the New Testament. But the way he healed them was not the same. For one, he spat on mud, made a paste, and then put that paste on the person's eyes. That's in John 9, verse 7. And that is how one blind man was healed. For another one, Bartimaeus, Jesus spoke. That's all he did. He spoke. So imagine if Bartimaeus, when Jesus said, rise up and receive your sight. What if he said, oh, Jesus, I was waiting for the paste. I want the mud. I heard you did it for my friend last week. You used the mud. Yes, I want healing. But you're just speaking a word. That's not good enough. He would have missed his healing. Amen. So that's the same as us. Let us have an open mind to how the Holy Spirit would manifest himself in our lives. Another thing that could hinder us is fear. Fear is a great thief that robs us from the best that God has for us. So when you have fear, you shrink back from stepping out. Walking by faith is not walking by sight. Walking by faith, when we walk by faith, we need to trust that what God is telling us, that what God is doing us is God. If we wait for us to be able to see things in the natural before we step out, we will miss out on a lot of things. When God spoke to Abraham, he said, go to the land I will show you. He didn't say, go to this land. He said, go to the land I will show you. Just like Abraham, when God speaks to us, whatever instructions he gives us, we need to be obedient. We need to trust that we're hearing from God. And when you take hold of that word, hold on to it, and in obedience begin to step out. So as Abraham stepped out, God began to show him where he wanted him to go. So some things God will ask you and I to do will not make sense. But obedience to his instructions is what will bring us victory. As we experience the presence of the Holy Spirit, he empowers us. And the empowerment of the Holy Spirit is what equips us for our calling and our destiny. I'm just going to go through a few ways the Holy Spirit manifests himself. Sometimes when you are in the presence of God, you fall down. Ezekiel 1 verse 28, it reads, "All around him was a glowing halo, like a rainbow shining in the clouds on a rainy day. This is what the glory of the Lord looked like to me when I saw it. I fell face down on the ground and I heard someone's voice speaking to me." Just imagine the magnificent presence of God coming upon you. Like this body, you know, this earthen vessel cannot contain the magnificence of the presence of God. So sometimes maybe you come for prayer and someone's praying for you. They lay their hands on you and you just feel like you want to fall. Don't resist it. Just yield to the Holy Spirit. And if you fall, that's okay. That's the way that he wants to manifest in you. And that is why we always have people behind when we're praying for someone in case they do fall, because we don't want them to hurt. So when you fall in the presence, this is the picture I have. I just imagine the glorious magnificence of God coming into this body of mine. I cannot contain that. So sometimes that is how you will experience the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Another way could be trembling and shaking. Daniel 10 verse 11, it reads, "And the man said to me, 'Daniel, you are very precious to God. So listen carefully to what I have to say to you. Stand up, for I have been sent to you.' When he said that to me, I stood up, still trembling." The same reason, the magnificent power of God hitting this body of yours and mine. Sometimes we can't contain it, and sometimes they'll be shaking, and sometimes they'll be trembling. At times when the manifestation of the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you begin to speak in tongues. We know in Acts, it says the Holy Spirit came upon them and they began to speak in other tongues. So that will happen to you and I sometimes where, you know, we're just in the presence of God. We can feel the weight of his glory. And we just burst out in a tongue like you've never even spoken out before. Don't hold it in, because when we speak in tongues, we're declaring the perfect will of God. Sometimes you can be drunk in the Spirit. The same in Acts, you know, when the Holy Spirit fell, people were like, "Oh, they are drunk." And Peter stood up and said, "No, these people are not drunk. It's too early for them to have been drinking." So sometimes you act like you're drunk in the Spirit. That's okay. That is just how the Holy Spirit will be manifesting himself in that time. At times you laugh, like laugh from the depths of your soul. This gushing laugh will just come out of you. You will even be shocked. You're like, "Whoa, what is happening?" That is the joy of the Holy Spirit that will be coming out of you. And that's okay. Laughing, for me, when I'm praying, sometimes I'll be praying for something and, you know, I've just got this, "God, I want you to come through in this situation." And all of a sudden, this laugh just comes from within me. Like, it's not like I'm thinking I want to laugh. For me, that's a victory note. That is confirmation. In that moment, God is saying, "This is done. This is done." So laughing could indicate a victory in a situation or an area where you've been battling. At times you cry and you weep. At You know, when Jesus, just before he went to the cross, when he was praying, he says he was in the garden crying, praying as he was about to make that journey. For us, when we cry, it could indicate deep emotional healing that's taking place, or just being overwhelmed by the Father's love. You know, when you experience such a deep love, sometimes the only expression you can express is just crying. So if someone's crying in church, we don't need to go and comfort them, because there's actually nothing we can do in the natural that is grander than what the Holy Spirit is doing. Let's just let them have their moment. When they're ready, they will get up and they will ask for tissue if it is what they want. And if you're concerned about someone who's having an encounter, or the Holy Spirit is manifesting himself in a way you're unfamiliar with, just begin to pray for that person. Just begin to pray for that person. Begin to love on that person. Another way the Holy Spirit manifests himself is through prophetic dreams, words of knowledge, or mental pictures. Like Joseph in the Old Testament, he interpreted Pharaoh's dream that saved a nation, two nations, Egypt and Israel. For me, God speaks to me in dreams a lot, since I was a young girl, and I'm very blessed. I have a grandmother who is a very prayerful woman who taught me how to handle those dreams. So when you have a dream, you wake up in the morning, you remember, take it to God and say, God, what was that dream? What's the meaning of that dream? It's not always a literal meaning. Like, I have a friend of mine, she doesn't like dogs. And I have another friend who loves dogs. So the friend who doesn't like dogs, when she dreams of dogs, she knows it's a warning. The friend who loves dogs, when she dreams of dogs, she knows there's something nice that's coming. So dream interpretation is quite personal to you. Just because something means something to me doesn't mean it means the same thing to you. So what happens when you're empowered by the Holy Spirit? Freedom comes through the manifestation of God's power. So anytime you have an encounter of the presence or the glory or the Holy Spirit, your life changes, your life shifts. And when we yield to the Holy Spirit, we begin to receive things. If it's healing that you need, you begin to receive healing. And sometimes we don't even know we need healing. Sometimes there's things we've buried deep inside, like we don't even want to experience them again. And then when you're in the presence of God, it just comes up. You remember, you have like a flash thought of that, whatever happened. If that ever happens to you when you're in the presence, when you're praying, and a thought of something that happened to you that was traumatic, it's an indication the Holy Spirit wants to heal you completely in that moment from the trauma or from the hurt of that time. Deliverance happens. I've read of someone who was addicted to like heavy, heavy drugs, and they had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, and instantly they were healed. Instantly. They didn't have a craving. They didn't go into withdrawal or anything like that. Instantly they were healed. So when you and I encounter the Holy Spirit, there's deliverance that happens. There's deliverance that happens. I'll share, a few years ago, I went to Brisbane with a group of friends. We went to this meeting they were having there. And I had just been in a place of, I was just empty. Like, I was like, I had nothing to give. And I went, and my expectation, I was like, God, I want you to fill me up. I want a touch from you like I've never had before. And from the first session, the Holy Spirit hit me in a way, I was like, whoa. It was a three-day conference. For 3 days, I was on the ground. For 3 days, I cried. For 3 days, I laughed. For 3 days, I even had groaning pains. of, or as if I was even giving birth. And I remember asking, I was like, Holy Spirit, what are you doing? And he said, I'm imparting gifts. I'm imparting healing gifts on you. I'm imparting gifts that you're going to speak my word. I'm imparting, you know, he just kept going and gave me things he was doing. And that was years ago. And it's not like something happened, but I held on to that encounter. And I was like, God, I believe that you did impart those giftings, those Holy Spirit giftings upon me. So when you are in the presence of God, God could be imparting things on you. So if you're in the presence, someone's praying or you're praying and you begin to feel heat in your hands, that's usually God saying you're going to walk in signs, miracles, wonders. That could mean that there's a healing anointing that is upon you. Another thing that happens when you're empowered by the Holy Spirit, there's affirmation or confirmation of your destiny. In Isaiah 61, the first couple of verses, Isaiah speaks and he's like, I'm not worthy, Lord. You cannot send me. And he says, God touched him. And then he's like, here I am. I am ready to go. So that is what happens to you and I when we have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. Our destiny is confirmed. Our destiny is confirmed. So Paul's destiny changed when he saw a bright light. He went from being a persecutor of the early church to being one of the greatest apostles of the Christian faith. So whatever has happened in your life before, do not discount yourself saying, no, I am not good enough. That is a lie from the enemy. That is a lie from the devil. If Paul can change, if Moses can change, if I can change, you can change. Amen. So what is it that you want God to confirm for you today? What is it that you want? What area do you want God to touch you today? Is it healing that you need in your physical body? Is it healing that you need in your heart? Is it restoration of your immediate family? Are you here and you don't have a relationship with your parents? And you're just tired of not having that? Whatever expectation you have, God is here to meet that today. Amen. God is here to meet that today. Is it your self-worth? You look at yourself and you discount yourself. You're like, no, but God, but I'm not. That is a lie from the enemy. He says he has called you before you were formed in your mother's womb. He knew you. And all the days of your life were marked out before him. And those days are good days. Those days are days of victory. Those days are victorious days. And what the enemy does, he comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and life in abundance. Amen. So I want us to pray. I want us to pray. And as you pray, I want us to yield to the Holy Spirit this morning. I want us to yield to His power, to yield to His touch, to yield to His voice. I'll get everyone up on their feet. And I'll get the worship team up. So through the different ways that the Holy Spirit manifests himself, he'll be doing different things in your life. And you're the best person to know what it is that he's doing. Be having that conversation with the Holy Spirit. And if you do fall in the presence of God, don't be quick to get up. Just stay yielded. Stay yielded, because you could be stopping a powerful encounter with God. Sometimes you begin to feel heat all over your body. For me, that is usually confirmation of God's love. Just Him saying, I've got you. And like sometimes you can begin to feel tingling in your hands or in your body. That's okay. That is God touching you. And always be having a conversation with the Holy Spirit, asking Him what He is doing. There is power in impartation. So as we are in the presence, He is imparting. So what is it that you asked Him at the start of this service and say, God, I want you to come through in this place. So I get everybody to raise their voices and begin to speak to God this morning. Begin to speak to Him. Begin to tell Him, say, God, I need healing. God, I need a breakthrough in my finances. God, I need a breakthrough in my business. God, I need a breakthrough in my studies. God, I'm at wit's end. I'm at the end of my rope. I don't know what to do. God, I feel so alone. Begin to speak your heart to Him this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you so much, oh God. Holy Spirit, we give you access to our lives right now. We give you access. And Lord, as your children this morning, we're expectant to have encounters with you. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God. Lord, I'm declaring a healing power. Lord, I thank you for the restoration that you're doing in our lives right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, everything the enemy has stolen from us, I am declaring restoration. Restoration in our relationships, oh my God. Restoration with our parenting relationships, our kids' relationships, our friend relationships, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.